Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Let's begin our time together in agreeing prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come to you in the authority and in the assurance of the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that you hear our cry whenever we call out to you. And Father, Lord, the word you just quickened is, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. And Lord, you see your people. Lord, you see the heavy burdens. You see those who are laboring in difficult situations. Lord, the very fact your word exhorts us in such a way indicates that it is indeed possible to become weary in well-doing. Father, you love your people, and Lord, you know we are in warfare. Everything that we would seek to do for you or be pleasing before you, the enemy will seek to hinder, doing everything he can to prevent the advancement of the kingdom and the spreading of the gospel of the good news. So, Father, for those who are listening, Lord, I ask, and even later this week, Father, as we consider the word you've given me to share, Lord, I do ask, Lord, that you will strengthen us with might in our inner man, that you will give us holy resolve, you will give us courage for these times, even as you spoke to Joshua as he was preparing to lead your people into the promised land. Lord, you said, be strong and very courageous, and let not this book of the law, Lord, your word, depart from His mouth, from our mouths, from our hearts. Let us meditate therein day and night, and therein that we shall have good success. And so, Father, we thank you for the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. We know how important it is to receive the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you anoint your word that it becomes a living word. Lord, the letter itself can kill, but the Spirit gives life. So, Father, thank you for the Spirit of God that will minister to every heart, every listener. Lord, the deepest needs, those concerns, those unresolved conflicts, those difficulties they are facing. Lord, we thank you that you will make a way in the wilderness of this world where even there seems to be no way. For you are our God, our rock, and our refuge, and we shall trust in you. For you said in your word, Lord, for in the time of trouble, you shall set us up upon a rock. You shall establish our goings, and you will put a new song of praise in our mouth, even praise unto our God, and many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, the word that I have to share with you is a word from the Word of God, and we're going to be looking at the words of the prophet Isaiah, speaking so long ago to the people of Israel. They were God's people, His elect, His chosen. But as is true of the Word of God, even though He spoke to a specific people at a specific time, the Word of God is living and timeless. And because the human heart has not changed, the things that He spoke to God's people then are applicable now. We know in the New Testament we're to learn from the mistakes of the Old Testament. We can, as some teachers seem to say, well, just concentrate on the New Testament, because the Word of God, the very God that we serve, Jehovah, Elohim, He is the same God of the Old Covenant as He is under the New Covenant. Jesus came to fulfill the law, and so it's the entirety, the completion of the Word of God. We understand in part, we know in part, but a time is coming when we shall be in full agreement. We shall understand. We shall have our questions answered. But for this time, we can rest assured that we have a good Lord, a good God, a wonderful Redeemer, and salvation is in His hand, and He will satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed as the eagle. So let's hear what Isaiah the prophet spoke so many years ago, and let it be applied. We thank you, Holy Spirit, make it pertinent not only to the times in which we live, but Lord, in our own personal lives, for you desire to minister personally to every heart, Lord, that we can be changed and transformed by the power of your word. I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 59, and here we see, the Lord begins to speak in a prophetic word. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Let's pause there. So often, as Christians, we might question, why don't we see prayer answered? Not only in terms of our personal lives, well, we knew also there are many reasons for prayer not being answered. God does have a timing, all right? But there are other times that there is sin in the lives of his people, either in terms, look at what Jesus spoke to the seven churches in the book of Revelation, lukewarmness, allowing false teachers to be in their midst, doing, you know, listening to the false prophecies of the Jezebels, many things that occurred, and he addressed them, Jesus did, in those opening chapters of the book of Revelation. But he speaks throughout his word because the human condition has not changed. Thank God we have our condition, our spiritual condition is that of being born again. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of his and efficacy of his blood, his death, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, his seated at the right hand of the majesty on high, and his soon coming return. That's the good news of the gospel. We have been saved from our own transgressions. But in verse 2, what do we see? There, you know, we have to understand that it is in this flesh body, Paul so beautifully and eloquently talks about that condition, the wrestle between the spirit man and the carnal man. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He says, I thank God through my Savior Jesus Christ. And that's true for us. We will not be fully transformed and glorified until we are actually with Jesus. But we are pressing on. We are being changed day by day from glory to glory. But we do have a problem with the carnal man in which dwells the sin nature. So verse 2 says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. And then he goes on to describe, which is such a clarified example of modern society, of the world system in which we are living. And unfortunately, many Christians have not learned to fully extricate themselves out of that mentality. Spiritually, yes, they've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But we have to understand we are in constant daily warfare. Beloved, the adversary of your soul hates you and will do everything he can to prevent your spiritual growth in revelation, in understanding of the Word of God, in godly behavior, in your attitudes, in everything that pertains to this life. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That is the testimony of Jesus as far as his character. And until we can walk in that perfection, well, I don't believe we can do it in this body, but we are striving toward it. And one day we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The Lord goes on through what the prophet is saying, for your hands are defiled with blood. Oh, goodness, just think of all the abortion that we have allowed in this country. Your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue have muttered perverseness. None call for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity. They speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. So what do we see thus far? Basically, the reason for unanswered prayer is the iniquities of God's people. And again, that powerful, familiar passage, which so many preachers have quoted to bring a vision for revival is what is found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it said in verse 12, this was after the temple was completed, there was dedication to be made, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. And he said to him, "I've heard your prayer. I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice." He goes on to say, and this is not just for his hour in which he's living, his time, his reign, but for all successive generations, "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people." What have we just come through? In verse 14, that familiar passage, if my people, which are called by my name, you name the name of Christ as a Christian, shall humble themselves. Don't preach at the world, beloved. We got to start at home. We've got to start with our own heart. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Praise God. And so, beloved, this is, God is crying out in the Spirit of God to God's people, to those who have a burden for prayer, that we are to come to God, we're to seek God, we're to turn from every known iniquity in our lives, repent of our sins, and seek God with a holy zeal, with a fervor. Let lukewarmness be not even named among us. Let the zeal of the Lord burn within our hearts. Well, we're just getting into this chapter of Isaiah, and I pray that you'll be able to be with me, Lord willing, tomorrow. If at any time it is not convenient to listen by air, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, and I want you to know I pray for you every day. And beloved, not only in terms of my own personal walk, but so many have shared this last year, these last 2 years have been the most difficult of their Christian life. Beloved, we need the support of one another, the encouragement of one another. I invite you to write. The announcer will give that contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.